Thursday night, the 5th of August. Rabbi Shrogi Kallis, Hilchos Brachos, Ikav Tofel, and something else.
Helika Karlina. Somebody's once sitting by the Helika Karlina, Ryan Karlina. He saw he was eating an apple. And the Chosid was sitting by the Rebbe, and he saw the Rebbe made a bracha. After the bracha, he ate the apple. And the Chosid, he started thinking to himself, he always is Alamal Gemeit, that the Rebbe is a malach. But he didn't know from food, he doesn't know from Ilam Hazir Bechlal. And the Gazan gets the Rebbe, asked him, he's eating an apple. He sees the Rebbe is eating an apple, and he started thinking to himself, Taka, what's the chilek division me and the Rebbe? Vaislis, he's a Barnash. Like the Zayah says, he's a Barnash. I'm a Barnash. We're both mentioned. And the Rebbe, Steinheilige Koki, but he understood what the Chosid was thinking. And he said to him, I'll explain to you the difference. Without him saying anything, he said, I'll explain the difference. The chilek is that when you eat an apple and you're hungry, in the mela, you have to make a bracha, because it's also lahen ois ma'ilam hazeh b'lei bracha. But me, that's the nechdu machna bracha. I want to give praise and shvachim to the shevach to the b'yri oilam, to the b'shefer. And the mela, I have to eat an apple. And the emes is the Beis Halevi in Pashas Boy, he says, gans oilam hazeh zazeh. The gans oilam hazeh. A person thinks, you know, he has a house, he has to make a mitzvah smaika, and there's a mitzvah mezuza, and there's this, and there's that. It's pumfakets of Beis Halevi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looked, he bemissed, the ikka was a toira kadesha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, he made a toira, memela, there's a mitzvah smaika, there's a mitzvah mezuza, memela, you have to give a mensha house. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis, memela, you have to give people clothing. It goes fakets. And that's why today, when we talk about the topic today, at first it seems like a mundane topic. Licorice, schnitzel, all the different foods that we're going to talk about today. Cholent, these are all the different foods and fruit salads, etc. And at first glance, a person thinks to himself, all these foods, you know, this is mamish shvitz olam hazeh. And it's really the emes is pumfakert. The emes is all of these things, schnitzels, if I would tell you about Boisai, the amount of pages and pages and pages of toida that has been written about this simple food called fried chicken, schnitzel. If I would tell you the amount of toidas and toidas written about licorice, or about jelly donuts, or about raisinettes, chocolate-covered raisins, and beer nuts. Peanuts with coated sugars on the outside, and wafers, and all the different foods. If I were telling you the amount of toidas, it comes clear to anybody that he realizes that these foods were created for one reason and one reason only. It's that the Torah Kedosha wanted to be learnt and had the agenda that this toida should come out, and these psukim should come out, and the raid should come out. Memelo, we have to bring licorice into the veld, we have to bring schnitzel into the veld, and all these other foods. It'll take you, see, not just the, you'll see the zis of the oil of my God today, the zis of the brother, the ilchus brothers, the gishmat of all of ilchus brothers we'll see today, Bezer Hashem. We'll start the topic, Bezer Hashem, with the topic of Iker V'Tofel. Iker V'Tofel. Grace is Sugya. I'm going to explain today, Bezer Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. There's a few types of Iker V'Tofel. For all those that aren't familiar with the terminology of Iker V'Tofel, the terminology means that you have a bracha on an Iker, the more important food. And then there's another thing called the tofel, the less important food. And we have a concept, I'll be the Mishnah in Brachas, Daf Mem Daled, that a person makes a bracha on the ikar, and it pops the tofel. That's what it seems to say in the Mishnah. But before that, Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai, I want to go back a step on something that we discussed a little bit last night, and we'll pick up from there and go continue. Last night, we started discussing the first type of ikar v'tofel. I saw it came as a bit of a shock to the oil. So I'll explain a little bit. The first concept of ikar v'tofel was already found in the Gemara Brachas, Daf Mem Aleph from the base. The Gemara Brachas, Mem Aleph from the base says, that any food haboyim machmas hasude, if it's coming machmas the suda, so then it does not need a bracha. If it's loy machmas the suda, so then it does need a bracha. Rashi, the grandfather of the Bali Tosfos, and you have to know what went on by Tish. Rashi Shita, in Rashi's house, this is how suda went. They washed, they had a shtickle bread, after they had a shtickle bread, so like the minute of old price, they took a little bit of fish, he put it on the bread together, he ate it with the challah. Afterward, they brought out the kugel, and they brought out the chickens. Rashi made a bracha on the kugel. Rashi made a bracha on the chicken. Aye, bread. He ate bread. So Rashi had the question that we started with last night. Is that a kasha? When I eat bread, how come the chicken isn't patterned? That's a pella. Why in the world should the chicken be patterned with the bread? Bread is one bracha. Chicken's a different bracha. Kugel's one bracha. Bread is a different bracha. That didn't make sense to Rashi. The way Rashi learns the Gemara there, what does it mean? Boyin machmas asuda. It means if you eat it together with the bread, if you eat the food together with the bread, then you don't make a bracha. It's Tuffle to the bread. The bracha that you make on the bread passes off the tuffle. That's Jesus Rashi. Okay. We don't pass him like that, Rashi. Rashi holds. But if it's not eaten with the bread, that's a chicken, that's a kugel, but you ate bread in Daniel. That bread doesn't pata the chicken, and the chicken needs a bracha. Shita Rashi. The grandchildren, I don't know what went on by the Suda. Still not faces, because after, I don't know, maybe after they took off their tefillin, I don't know what went on over there. But Rashi's grandchildren have not like that, and that's the Psak HaLochet, and Sim Kufay and Zayin, that no, a much more conservative shita. This makes a little bit more sense to us, as we understand. Now, when you eat bread passes all the foods as Rabbeinu Yoina that are coming last via, that are on the same team as the bread. What's considered on the same team as the bread? So, for sure, chickens on the same team, meat and falafel and kugel, and all these things are on the same team as the bread, because these are the foods that are coming last via. These are the foods that are coming from the same tachas as the bread. You know what that concept says? The Halakha Tosfos and Memalo from the base is called. He calls it ikur v'tofel. You made a bracha on the ikur, and it passes the tuffle. You know what that type of ikka v'tuffle is on both sides? It's not the conventional ikka v'tuffle. It's an ikka v'tuffle in musig, in concept. I made a bracha on the ikka suda, and that passes up the other thing, which is also coming for the pathless of the suda. Because bread is the most sudadik food that there is. So the bracha on the bread passes up all of the foods that are coming for the same purpose. Niflad the moy. Mashayim came if the food is not a food which is coming for the purpose of hasbah, it's not coming to fill up the person. You know what it's coming for? It's coming for kinuach, ziskai, kishmak. So then, that we all say, we would never chalilu think differently. Why should bread, pater, such a food, such a thing would be neged aseichel? Rashi didn't understand that, Tosfos didn't understand that, the Gemara didn't understand that. And that is a dover poshit, says the Shaar HaTzion, in Sif Kotim Zayin, in our Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin, says the Shaar HaTzion. Nowadays, the Halakha Shaar HaTzion is being made about Radin, and nowadays in all of the Medinas around Radin in Europe in the year 1900, says Halakha Shaar HaTzion. Nowadays at every meal they have dessert. So yesterday there were people that didn't, they said, but nowadays we have dessert at every meal. Nowadays we have dessert. Says Halakha Chofetz Chaim in Radin. 100 years ago there was dessert at every single meal. And so Halakha Chofetz Chaim Shaar HaTzion Tivkot in Zayin Afal Pikein is Mesaber Li. That still, now that we understand this soy is when you make a bracha on something that's a sudadika food like bread, so then it patterns up all the sudadika foods. Mashayim Kain, if it's a fruit or if it's a chocolate, it's a fruit. It's a food that's not coming for the same purpose. It's not coming for the purpose of being masbia. How can it get potter? Oh, because you knew it's coming? What does that have to do with anything? Why? Because I know it's coming. Should it get potter? The chiddush that it can get potter in the first place is a grace of chiddush by owns. The fact that bread potters chicken, the fashetos, you can understand such a thing? Fine, so that we accept. But that it can pot the fruit, that we can't understand. And I will tell you, Rabbi Sai, Yechel Gatsiyata Dishmaya today. Today I was learning a shinto. You know, I got a fax today. I don't know which one of the Chashev Eder members sent this fax. It was a fax from a sefer called Sefer Chofetz Chaim. This was a sefer written by Rav Yashar. I'm not familiar who he is, but he wrote a sefer about the Chofetz Chaim, and he brings Eidus that the Halakha that the Chofetz Chaim was chayzer at the end of his life, and that the Chofetz Chaim at the end of his life they saw him eating kompot. Our shtickle kompot, and at the end of his life he was eating the kompot, and he made no bracha in the middle of the meal. And this is a problem. It's negative the Mishnah Berurah. So I will tell you, no, my first reaction, as I said yesterday, my first reaction says, the reaction was, is that if the Chofetz Chaim did do it, it could be like the Chazon Ish said, because the Chofetz Chaim at the end of his life was weak and schwach, and that could be, it was his Iker Suda, and if that would be his Iker Suda, then it is coming for the purpose of Asfah. And Kach L'maisa yesterday, my Rebbe Misha Sternbach, and he said like that in the first. He said that was pshat in the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim at the end of his life was because it was coming with Asfah. Okay, fine. However, Rabbi Yitzchak, then today, you know, the other Rebbe Shalom, he said to me an interesting thing. He told me what you think. The Sefer Tumim, an interesting thing, because Mamash from Tziata Dishmai, I wasn't going to talk about this, but it came from Shemai. The Sefer Tumim, the Tumim written by Agoyim, a very sinaiyishitz. He's at the end. That's a very stressed sefer. He's at the end of. It's an unbelievable sefer. It's hard. It's a hard to understand sefer. He's at the end of in the Tokfa Kayim. I'm far away in the Kayim garden, and he's got a long shtickle over there until Pashit, until I got through the shtickle. But a shtickle Rambam, if I can go into it today, you wouldn't come back on Sunday. About Mamish, Ahi Nayer, 3 pages and this and that, which Pilpul, and this, and anybody knows from any of the Titus of Yamison, he can understand what I'm talking about. There's the Titus of Yamison in the back and forth and back. At the end of the shtickle, something I say, maybe you're going to say, Azash shtickle, Azash Ray, maybe. You can tell me the Rambam didn't mean this. Rambam said 2 words. And I'm telling you, this is what the Rambam meant. Chazad Dover Niflo, what he writes over there. He says, and I'm telling you, this is what the Rambam says. You can tell me maybe the Rambam didn't mean it. That's a chagut, Rabbeinu. Zokta Bjarnison, he says, I don't care if the Rambam meant to do what he says. He said, because the Rambam was the Ribbono Shel Olam's pen. The pen of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rambam, and the Siyata Deshmaya, the Psak HaLoch, like the Rambam, in many places, especially in that place over there where he's quoting. And he says, the Rambam was the Ribbono Shel Olam's pen. And the Rambam's pen, I'm telling you what Pshat in Boyrei Olam was. If the Rambam was the Egemate of Nishkemate, that's not important right now. This is Pshat in Rambam. So he says, the Rambam, But I think, Al-Kapanim, one thing we can say is clear. That the Chafetz Chaim, whatever was Geshribin in Sefer Mishneh Berurah, whatever is Geshribin, with all but the Chafetz Chaim and all the Siyata Deshmaya that he had, and what the Chazon Ish said about the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, that the Sefer Mishneh Berurah, that's Pesach Shel Sanhedrin. For any other, that's the Pesach of Sanhedrin. So that if the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer, that even though nowadays we always have dessert, you still make the bracha, then that Pesach continues, Ad Bias Goyal No Shayla. It's not a game right. That's the Maisa Boisai when it comes out of. I mentioned the Maimar Musgar. We mentioned yesterday. What other foods? I don't want to go into this because we have to talk about Iker and Tofel. But just Maimar Musgar. What other foods? Ice cream. I'm going to tell you the kitchen mamash. When it comes to ice cream, there's different shmuyas and different raid. You there make a bracha on ice cream, not make a bracha on ice cream. Boisai, I want to tell you, just let's take this, kefi what the Sugi says. So what's the svara that you shouldn't make a bracha? So I looked around, all the poskim that discussed this, you can't find too many mechayrish about this. Nobody says, on ice cream you don't make a bracha, mechayrish is a dessert. Mechayrish is not coming for hasbah. Mechayrish is not coming to fill up, it's a ziz. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? That's the obvious pashtus and kach I heard from Agoy Mevel Yashiv, and kach I heard from Mishma Lor, about Mishem is grace of Father Mishlein Zalman, and kach is the pashtus. It shouldn't be any tzad, not like that, just like on chocolate you make a bracha. Why should ice cream be different? So I found today, Rav Avadji was safe. He brings down, maybe ice cream is different. It's the only safer I was able to find that discussed it. And he said, maybe ice cream is different. He says, why is ice cream different? And he says, I know the Or L'Tzion. Rabbi Tzion Avashol Zeichot Tzadik Nikol L'Shvach. I know he says not like this. I know he says you make a bracha on ice cream in the middle of the meal. However, I think maybe it's a suffix. Why? Because ice cream is a drink. Ulai. How do I know ice cream is a drink? Because it's soft and it melts. And I say, Menelo, it's a drink. No, so if it's a drink, so then it gets parted with the meal. I can. Rosh and I go in Rav Avadji. Rabbi said, we have one big question on this. Rabbi said, maybe a drink in the middle of the meal you also have to make a bracha on. I'm going to have a novel concept now. Maybe a drink in the meal also you have to make a bracha on. So you know who asked that question? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, perhaps a drink is not food, it's not coming for the purpose of filling you up. A drink is not coming for the purpose of hasbah. So perhaps a drink also you should have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal. And you know what? I'll tell you another secret, Rabbi said. The Svardim are chleshish for this shita. The Svardim, they don't know what to do about this. They have a big suffix. They say, make a drink before the meal. Don't get into the shayla. It's a major shayla by the Svardim. What do we hold? Anachnu bnei Ashkenazim. We hold not like that. We hold the drink is also coming on the team of the hasbah. It's also, you need it to eat. You can't eat without drinking. So that's also on the same team as the food. So the Mele washes down the food. Good. Mele, we don't make a bracha on drinks. But Klev to Mishneh Berurah, what about coffee? And what about tea at the end of the meal? He brings down Sefer Chaye Odom. Chaye Odom says, coffee and tea? That's not coming to quench your thirst. Coffee and tea, you have to make a bracha. Coffee and tea, you have to make a bracha. He says to Mishneh Berurah, nah, that's already pushing it. Who knows? Maybe when you're having the coffee, you're having the tea. Maybe you're having it for thirst also. Who knows? Maybe you're also having it for thirst, so you can't make a bracha. I once asked the Goyim of Liashiv, and what about the coffee? You're having it because you want to stay up. You want the coffee just for one reason. You want to stay up. You're not interested at all in thirst. You're not thirsty. You're garnished. Other Rabbi, you're going to have to drink a cup of water afterward. But as I said, this is a grace of suffix. You should have to bench first and have the coffee afterward, because that would be a major shayla. That would be a major shayla. You might have to, you probably have to make a bracha b'shayla. But what am I showing you, Rabbi Yisak Kedoshim? You know what you see from over here? There's no Xavis Akasif. That a drink, if you call a drink, so then you're parted with the Suda. No. No such thing as a kosev. It could be even, first of all, the drinks in general aren't covered with the bread. That we said, no, our minig Ashkenazim is that drinks are covered with the bread. Good. What about a tea? Maybe that's also covered for thirst. Okay, so that's also going to be covered with the bread. Oh, but let's say I'll find you a drink, Rabbeisai, which is bifadai not coming for the tachlis of the Suda, which is bifadai coming, the kinduach, it's vadai coming for the zee. So then there's no shayla, not beilam hazeh, not beilam haba, that a vada you would make a bracha on such a drink. You know what that drink is called in English, Rabbeisai? Kli Yida. That's ice cream. That's ice cream. And on ice cream, that's why they're going to Liyashim, Rishon, Nazam, and the Goyisik and Doylem. That's why they hold that on ice cream, you have to make a Birchas Shahakol. I don't see it sad not like that. I'll tell you, B'maimur Amuzga, that which of Avajit time is, that L'chayda, it's a drink, it's a liquid. So then I'll tell you an interesting thing. Let's say the ice cream on Shabbos Kodesh, it melts on your plate. So the Avajit L'shitasa, he holds that's called Noylem. I can't get into it now, all the sugya of Noylem, maybe we'll talk about it a different time. Pashtis Roy Paiskim Ho, that's not called Noylem. Because ice cream is always a solid, it's a solid even in the liquid form. Because it has eggs, I am in the Prima Garden, this is a big Ariches. So Akoponim Rabbi Yisai, an ice cream, if a person makes a bracha, Tovay Allah bracha. If he makes a bracha during the meal, he'll get benched from Shammai. That's Rabbi Yisai. One Mizoinis Rabbi Yisai, I'd be remiss. We said yesterday that when it came to cake, cake already is a whole different shoes. To make a bracha at the end of a meal on cake is a different shoes. I can't go into it now, Rabbi Yisai. But cake is all shine. It could be the cake itself is a moitzi lechem in haaretz. You know, every single time you eat a pretzel, you might have to make a moitzi. Don't do it, Rabbi Yisai. They're going to quote me after it. I know. Don't make a bracha at moitzi on pretzel. And maybe every time you have cake, you have to make a moitzi. And maybe that, you know why? It's just a big sukkah that has to do with Passover because it's a kenesh that I gave them, Rabbi Yisai. I'll be a kenzai, even every single piece of cake, pretzel, whatever, it could be a moitzi. You may look, okay, we don't, of course, do that. But I'll put on your birchas had moitzi lechem in aretz. We're talking the math in the end of the suda. That zikr patters the cake that he eats at the end. No shayla. There is one mezaynis mishpacha member that taka you would make a bracha. No, oh no. This is the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam created this food, Rabbi Yisai. For what I'm about to say right now, Bizli. Based on us is Bizli. Bizli based. I don't work for them. I don't Bizli. Bizli. I don't know all the different names. Bizli. You can't Bizli. Bizli is a mezaynis. You can eat 30 million of them, Rabbi Yisai. You wouldn't have to bench. It could be after, it could be, hope you're allowed to bench after the gas. But you can't, if you eat a million of them, it's not bread. Because if they're cooked mezoinis, and I eat in the Shulchan Aruch, and see the kufs on the ches, and see if you're over there, anytime you have a cooked mezoinis is never hamoitzi. And that would be an example of a mezoinis at the end of a meal, which is zis and gishmak, and you have to make a bracha, boire, mine, mezoinis. Part one of the part two. Pause. Hakala with the kampot. One time I asked this question to a Chaim Kinyevsky, he should be a fush reina. And he said, he had a piece of challah. I told him, piece of challah I ate by his house. I was like, eating Shabbos by his house once. And I showed him the piece of challah. Should I eat the kampot with challah? And a Chaim Kinyevsky said, favos. So I was like, a shayla. It's an interesting thing. He said, those that are machmir, eina oisin kein elo l'chumra ba'alma. They only do it l'chumra ba'alma, ve'afidu yiras shamayim ein tzarech l'achmir. That was the lashon. On the kapot, it's not. Yeah, yeah, he said, afidu yiras shamayim daf nishalim kim to them. Afidu yiras shamayim daf nishalim kim to them. I don't think it's all. If he does it, that the korosh machen shum kein brach. Yeah, l'chayim. Es kann sein, dass viele nicht. Es kann sein, dass es Tage hat, aber warum es kann sein? Es kann sein, was ich denke, es kann sein. Aber Kuponin, das war bei Sai, das ist Schlaf. Let's go to the next tikkur v'tafel. No, the next tikkur v'tafel is a Mishnah Brocha is daf mem dalid. The Mishnah Brocha says over there, haklal, zaklal, kol sheishim o ikkur, it has an ikkur and a tafel. You make the brocha on the ikkur and piter as a tafel. I saw a chakida once. What's the pshat? You make a brocha on the ikkur, it pattes the tafel. Is it pshat that the tafel doesn't need a brocha? You don't need a brocha. Or is it pshat? No. The tafel gets the brocha of the ikkur. Rabbi said, there's no shayla. It's no chakida. It's also the henay's toilam hazeb alay brocha. There's no shayla. You have to have a bracha. No shayla, Rabbi said. And if you have the ikkur, and that's the lashon, of course, is the Mishnah's medayi, the game of Meisha. That the ikkur, the bracha that goes on the ikkur, that patters up the tafel. There's no shayla. You need the bracha. Should I just show you where there's enough kamina, Rabbi said? Should I show you enough kamina? He wakes up in the middle of the night. He goes downstairs. He's got not feeling well. He has to have medicine. He goes, he takes a shtickle medicine. We know for shteitzach, if he takes a little bit of water, so then he doesn't make a bracha. The water's just a ekel tinsa to get down the food. But it takes even a sip of orange juice, a mash of coke, he has to make a bracha. Musich of kasha. That's a tafel gummer. The orange juice is tafel, the coke is tafel. He's all, the ikkar by him is vols, is the medicine. There's no shayla. Right? There's no shayla. So why does he make a bracha on the orange juice? You know what the answer is? Because there's no bracha on the medicine. And if you don't have a bracha on the ikkar, so then b'shteitzel, you have to make the bracha on the tafel. The way it works, Rabbi Yisai, any of us make a bracha on the ikkar, those patted the tafel. But if you don't make a bracha on the ikkar, as in the vada, the tafel isn't patted. So that's a double poshut.
Why don't you make a bracha in the water then?
Yeah, the water is different. different because water, one only drinks water, that only hana of water is when one is thirsty. But when one is using water for a different purpose, when he's not thirsty, then there's no hana in water. Mashenke in any other food that has hana. Is that Rabbeisai? Let me get into the sugya. No. So when you come Rabbeisai now to the sugya, Vekav Tafel, it's not a famous case. The Gemara talks about already. Is he has some kind of a gefelcha, some kind of a herring, some salty herring, and mamish, you can't even, it's coming out of his ear. Rabbeisai, it's spicy, it's very volume. So then he says, it says in the Mishnah that if you eat after a bread, even a bread can't die in a tafel. He's just eating the bread in that case, just to take out the sharp taste. Nowadays, the place can say, by us, we don't have such sharp thing. Technically, if a person would have a shot of whiskey and a mamish burned him as it went down, he quickly grabbed it for a piece of bread just to get the taste out, the taco wouldn't have to make a bracha on that piece of bread. She burns him in kufnun chesas. He doesn't even have to wash the deal as he died. That bread is not food. It's tuffle. It's a piece of schnapps. That bread is a piece of schnapps. It's a chelik of the schnapps. Okay. But that's not so negay. What's a chagay negay? The whole simin reishit beis. Simin reishit beis is a simin that tells us all the rules of ikar v'tafel. The basic klal is that anytime you're going to have one food which is an ikar, and you have another food which is not as chashiv, we'll have to define that now. So then the bracha on the ikar patters the tafel. So now we have a lot ahead of us, Rabbeisai. We have in front of us cholent, fruit salads, bladders, spaghettis, meatballs, all the different fruits. Now I'm going to explain something about it before we start. It's a double poshet. That if a person has foods that he's eating separately, but they are together, for example, he has a piece of chicken and he has kugel, and he eats the chicken and then he eats the kugel, then we don't say the rules of ikar v'tafel. He's eating them as separate pieces, and this is what's referred to in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a davar posh. He's eating them separate. And this I saw in the Goyim Rav Meisha. He said, that's the same thing, Rabbi Yisai, by spaghetti and meatball. Now it's clear. Rav Meisha says there's two types of spaghettis and meatball. If you have the spaghetti and big meatballs, so then it's two separate things. You eat on the fork a meatball, you eat on the fork a spaghetti. It's two, and you have to make two separate brachas. That's not the sugya vikra v'tafel. The sugya vikra v'tafel, we'll see in a moment, is when you eat them together on the same spoon, said Aruch HaShulchan. If you have a spaghetti with a little meatball bits all around, if you have stuffed cabbage chalupches, if you have challenge, you're eating together in the same spoon, you're having the food salad in the same spoon. Let's say, for example, people always ask me the carrot and the fish. I once asked this question to Rabban Zecho Tzadik Levroche. He said, carrot and the fish, I don't know if the original was supposed to be eaten together, but nobody eats it like that. First eat the carrot, then eat the fish. It's eaten separately. If it's eaten separately, that's not the parsha of Ikar B'Tafel. Number one. Number two, this is where it gets a bit confusing. There's another rule you have to know. That's up here the Gemodin, Broche Staf Lamid Vav on the base. And in case you forgot, it comes up again on Lamid Zayin on the base. And it's brought down the Halacha many times. Yikar Makim is in Sinan Reish Ches, and see base. That's the Halacha of Kol Sheyesh Boy Chamesh is needed. The Gemara is talking about there's some kind of a honey dish. Some kind of a, I think we used to call it, when we were growing up, I don't know, in England, used to call it Tegelach. They have that over here. Tegelach. I think it was some kind of a tegelach month. I don't know. It had the honey in it, and it had mazonis in it. Brings me back to the old days. Akopanim, that's a boy side. What's the bracha on this? The honey with the chais, a little bit of flour. The ikar is the honey. Anybody knows from these things? The ikar is the honey. That's why he buys it. That's why his wife is screaming. And that, there's no shiloh. The ikar is the honey. So then what's the bracha? Says the Gemara, the first man, the Amr, is a shakel. Then the Gemara says, no. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav and Omar Shmuel, they all got together. The Yeshiva Nardo, the Yeshiva Pumbadisa, they got together and they teamed up and they said, Kol Sheyesh Boy Chamesh Saminim. If it has in it the Chamesh Mine Dogan, any member of the Chamesh Mine Dogan, the wheat or the barley, this family, so then the bracha of the Mezoinus is the Iker, and that is the king. And it doesn't matter if you have a rive of the other species. And this Abbaisa is a Kareisa Klal and a Locha. Kareisa Klal. That means, you know, all those, you know, you have a wafer which has 70% chocolate in it, a little stickle wafer, 20% wafer, Boire, Mine, Mezoinus, and if a person has all the meals, he's got the chveis, he's got the spaghetti with cheese, Boire, Mine, Mezoinus, and he's got a blintzer with all types of interesting things inside of it, Boire, Mine, Mezoinus, even if it's the right, the other min, because Kol Sheyesh by Micham Mishminim, that's Kaveh, that's the Iker, and the other is considered the Tafel. However, says Toysis on the page on Amid Vav Amid Beis, and this is brought down by the Rashba. This is brought down in the Halacha three times. Shulchan Aruch brings down Rage Dawud Sifir Beis. He brings it down again in Simin Rage Beis Sif Ches. This is brought down many. Simin Rage Ches again in Sif Zayin. This is brought down that there's a new thing. What happens if I take the flour not for the purpose of taste? I put the flour into the food for the purpose of debek, of sticking. For example, you have gefilte fish, Dr. Debrezina Duf, you have gefilte fish, inside the gefilte fish, how's it going to stick together? You ever wonder, boy said? The answer is they put in flour, and the flour is like glue. When flour is used as glue, it's not used as paste. So then the halacha is, it's bought. Then it can attack to be bought, it's not being used as a food. And this, boy said, is the big secret about licorice. Licorice, I remember when I was growing up, there was a whole tumult. Is licorice in Zionist? Is licorice in Shahakum? I don't know who started the tumult, but Baruch Hashem, I wasn't alive at the time, so I'd be involved in the process, because there's no child in the world that licorice is a shahakum, a bitvara, and this is also the sour sticks and all these things, because all the flour that's put into these things is certainly not put for the purpose of taste, it's certainly put in for the purpose of debunk, of gluing. That's the aside. If it's being put in for the purpose of debunk, so then the bracha is a shahakum, or whatever the food is, and if it's, for example, in the yeshiva, I once asked, I don't say actually Yashiv. In the yeshivas, it's Yadua. They put in these big meat patties, you know, and they put in a lot of flour in there. Right? They put in a lot, they're not just putting it in for glue. So why are they putting it in? I once asked one of the cooks. So they told me, as they thought they put it in, is it makes it look bigger. They were mekaven to an Avne Nezer. If Liasher showed me an Avne Nezer, the Avne Nezer says that if you're putting it in to make it bigger, that also is not considered for food purposes. And that's a big chiddush, Rabbi said. That's not for food purposes. That's also considered for glue. And then that would still be a shahakal. So you don't have to get nervous if your gefilte fish is going to stay a shahakal and your meat patty will stay a shahakal. It's a big chiddush, but that's what comes out. Uncle Panim, Rabbi said, I want to down a few cases now. Now we have these klalim. Again, the inner cloud is whatever. Is the, I'll give you three klalim. Mezainis is the king, unless it's coming for glue. That's one klal. The next klal is whoever's the roif. If I'll have a fruit dish that has in front of me, I have, you know, it has grapes and it has chais, apples and peaches and pears, and there's a couple of pineapples in there. And the roif on every spoon, we're talking about a fruit dish, don't forget that, you know, most of the spoons come up with a few fruits. If, you know, one spoon will come up with only fruits, that's okay also. We were just discussing before that let's say I have a fruit dish where one, you know, big piece of the fruit, one time a pineapple, one time an apple, that's not the dinim of Iker V'tochel. That would be separate brachas. But let's say you have a fruit dish where it comes up on the spoon, both meet them at the same time. You have an apple and a pear that come up, you have an apple, but a lot of times it's right above the fruit, and then you have a meat of adamas, a meat of pineapples. So then the kavei is right in that case. And then the bracha on that would be a boy rape priya eats, of course. You would make the bracha. If there's a grape in there, make sure the grape is in the spoon when you're making the bracha, because that's the din of Zion meaning. Okay. That's the din of roif. Then there's another cloud, Rabbi Yisai. Let's say something is be'etzim in Iker. And this is mevura. I can't go into it now, but this is mevura in the Mogen Avram in Simin Kuf Samaches. And this is mevura in the Mishtabura when it talks about anigroi in Reish Beis for those who learn brachas and daf lamed hey and lamed vav. That there's a concept. Let's say something is be'etzim in Iker. It's clearly doing it for that reason. For example, I think it's a good example. Maybe I'm wrong. I think a chalapcha. I think a soft cabbage. I think the Iker, the Iker purpose, you have in there a lot of shilas. You have in there rice, you have in there meat, and you have that annoying thing that you have to get through until you get to the food. I think it's called cabbage, okay? I'm compelling that. So what are you going to make the bracha on? You know, I once saw a chalapcha that the actual tipui, the actual cabbage was more. So you can tell me to make the bracha bari fiyad amma, like dachin. It can't be. Sometimes you're going to have to say that the Iker, he's the Iker reason why that's the chalapcha. Why do you eat it, Rabbi Yisrael? For the rice? Maybe the Chinese do it, not the religious. But why do you eat it, Rabbi Yisrael? I think it's pashit. I think the reason you eat it is because of the meat. I think it's pashit, no? So therefore, the chayda, on that you would make, I saw a sefer today, that's why I say the chayda, I saw a sefer today, he says it depends if the rice is the roif. No, maybe it sounds like a chidush. Chayda, it's no different than a nigroi. Why is he eating it? He's eating it because he wants the meat. So that's our klal of Rabbi Yisrael. This is on again, Rabbi Yisrael, to decide to discuss a few shaitas. This is where it gets a little bit confused. Not confused, chalit. Now, you're thinking, when does anybody eat chalit? It's always anyways during a bread meal. So first of all, Rashi had this shaita. Okay, Rashi had to know what bracha he made on chalit, because the bread that Rashi ate didn't pop to the chalit. Okay, but us, the grandchildren and everybody else, this is what's in the Gea. So I'm going to tell you a big insight, something called bochur. There's a few of them over here, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys know. There's a bochur, there's no musagim by bochur, you know, chalim dafka during a meal. I say, chalim this Thursday night, chalim this Friday, and the Hail Shabbos Kodesh, chalim this Mate Shabbos, chalim this. I know a bochur, he's got a crack pot going, Gans bochur, you know. He's got a chalim pot going the whole entire week. So what bracha does this yid make on a chalim? Now let me explain what a chalim is for all those that are, okay, let's explain what a chalim is. Chalim has barley, Challenge has potatoes. Challenge has meat. So what? Barley. Once you have barley, then now we all agree barley's not the roiv. 20% barley. Who like 25? I mean, but Derek, well, the roiv is the potatoes and the meat. That's, you know, the meat for sure. Not we all. So what bracha? The chayra. This should be a simple boirei minei mizoynus. And that, Rabbi Sai, is the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Is that it's a boirei minei mizoynus. And Simin Reishit Beis. And Simin Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though there's a chayei odom, that the chayei odom says that when you have different minim that are distinct, and nikkur, you see them, big pieces of potato, big pieces of barley, and big pieces of challant meat, it does, says the Mishnah Berurah, the chayei odom says that you make two brachas. And I have to say, I saw in one place that Rav Moshe L'maisa is chayshish for the chayei odom, he says you're allowed to do like the chayei odom. I have to say that. But the Mishnah Berurah sheet is not like that, Rabbi Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah holds that when a person has a challant in front of him, as long, you know, if the pshat is his mamash a few, but sometimes you have a challant, there's like no barley left. Once in a blue moon, he gets a barley and a spoon, doesn't itch. But if he comes to a matzav of where he has barley is 20% barley, and there are every spoon is a couple of pieces of barley, the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, and I heard from Eliyashi, this is how you have to paskin, and Rechai Kinevsky said the same way, that's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah, is that you make a boirei minei mizoynus on the cholent. That's halach. Again, somebody wants to make separate brachas because it's distinct and big and nicker, I can't say he's doing wrong, because the shita of the goyim of Moshe and the Chayyotim was like that. Good, that's number one. It's our boy side. Then I came to the schnitzel. What's a schnitzel? I want to tell you something, our boy side. A schnitzel, did they have schnitzel in the last door? They had it before the word had schnitzel. Yeah, they had it. I don't know. I tried to send a cripple today to the babas and Zaytas. I didn't know. My boy side, there's no shine in the world. The shivers and shivers and taters and taters of ice cream from a schnitzel made of it. My boy side, after what we said today, what prophets? My boy side, without the stomachs and without the, you know, what I digested and I feel better, what should be the bracha on a schnitzel? Feel what we said today. I missed the boy side. You just, you know, J.I., what should be the bracha on a schnitzel? Boirei minei mizoynus. Why are you eating the schnitzel? Why is the flour and the mizoynus in the schnitzel, what's it coming for, Rabbi Isai? It doesn't come for taste. I saw one sefer. He writes, it comes that it shouldn't get burnt. It's an interesting one. It shouldn't get burnt in the pan. If a vice guy, he never fried a schnitzel. That's not why. Or maybe his wife doesn't know how to make schnitzel. But that's not the reason why the flour, Rabbi Isai. The flour is coming because Rabbi Isai has a name called schnitzel. So it's like under the name. It's a shame Levi taco. It's a schnitzel. It tastes better because it's got. Why is that flour coming? Is it coming for glue purposes? No. Is it coming for the purpose of making it bigger? No. It's coming for the taste. Aye, but it's not the roiv. The chicken is the roiv. There's 90% chicken, Rabbi Isai, and 10% flour. So what? So what should be the halacha? So what? We saw when it comes to Bayern and Zionist, the Zionist is the king. And I will tell you, Rabbi Isai, that is the shita of Eliyashiv. Eliyashiv holds that on schnitzel, you make a Bayern and a Zionist. Now, I would like to explain, Rabbi Isai. There are two types of schnitzels. There's one type of schnitzel that there's nothing to discuss. So I think a lot of times in the yeshiva schnitzels, it says that sometimes you have a schnitzel where they pack it up and say, it's a matzah. You know, a mamish. It's like, you know, this food. It's like a hairy matzah. Everyone knows what I'm talking about. It's a lot of flour and a lot of dough, a matzah. And in the middle, there's a piece of chicken in there. And there's people there. What they do is they pack down the chicken and da-da-da-da, and they make, everyone knows what I'm talking about. That schnitzel, like Dibur me oilo. No one ever discussed that schnitzel. That schnitzel, l'chayra, is a mizoynus. That is not up for discussion, l'chayra. Hey, because they get 40% mizoynus. The taste is gorgo mizoynus. That l'chayra is mizoynus. There's a world war on both sides. Legabe, a schnitzel that's not like that. The regular schnitzels, I'll call them, a schnitzel, you have a piece of chicken, and the outside is breaded, and what bracha you make? Eliyashi said, that's a gemara. That's a gemara. L'chayda, kol sheyech bani chamisha sabinim, he makes a very many sense. I will tell you, that's interesting, the minhag ha'olam is not like that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have to come with such hakdama. I wouldn't have to come with such fire. If I'm the minhag ha'olam, I think it's clear, shahak on the mitzvah. Nachon? Pause. Azay? Schnitzel by us in Yerushalayim, das ist Mittwoch. Versteht das? Das ist Mittwoch. Ich weiß, I don't know in English, it can sein Englisch, aber bei uns, das ist ein Schnitzel. Ich weiß. Aber Kuponim, aber ich sage, no, so, what, how can it be a Shahako, but aber ich sage, was ist ein Minigoylum, I can't find a Minigoylum. Yeah, it's fun to give a Minigoylum. I could have said, no, why? Tonight the boy side is the outside of Helikas Atmereba. The Helikas Atmereba is Echel Tzadik Mekadosh Lebracha. And whenever I think of Satmereba, what comes to mind is the famous truth of Satmereba about Minhag HaOilam. And the Chavez is in Hilchos Brachos. So what can I do? It's Mamish from Shemayim. I didn't plan on talking about this, but what can I do? The son of the Rebbe has a famous, famous, famous tshuva. What we were discussing till now, Bracha and Cholent. What Bracha Achrayim do you make on Cholent? What Bracha Achrayim do you make on Cholent? So you think, well, we just made a Bracha, we're showing him his highness. So what Bracha Achrayim are we going to make? So you think to yourself, someone will make a Alamechia, no? But the problem is, what we spoke about last night, that if you don't eat the kezayis worth of barley or mitzayinistic product within a kedei achilas pras, within that 3 minute span, so then you can't make an Alamechia. The Tonish Machan and Alamechia. So that by Shalom, but there's plow, I don't know, it depends if there's a lot of barley, but if there's not a lot of barley and you're eating, chayse could be bacham or different, they eat faster, like that's Andrew Schmutz. But if he's eating normal and slowly, as it, so then he's going to make on the child in the brain of Bosch, that's what should come out. What about a ragala? No, a piece of chocolate cake. A ragala, we'll talk about it in a minute. A piece of chocolate cake. So what bracha you make on a chocolate cake, or vice even that? You didn't think I'm going to change that also, right? That bracha is a mezainis. Okay, mezainis on a minute ago. A cake you make, a brain of a mezainis. Good. A vice side, what bracha achrayim is you make on a cake? So now you're going to say, what? A bracha achrayim? What's that? A ragala, a lemechim, eh? Now, by the side, you know what's in the cake? Now I'm going to tell you what's in the cake. Why do you make a brayman of zaynus on the cake? Because of what I said today, Rabbi said. Because of what the Shulchan Aruch says. Because 25% of your cake is flour. Ulai. The rest of it is sugar and eggs and cholesterol and fat and all the goodies and chocolate and dust and all the things in sugar again and some salt and glaze and a couple of fingers. All that. Everything in there except for flour, Rabbi said. So what broccoli you make on cake? We don't care. But your name is zaynus. Because the flour is coming for what purpose? It's cake. It's called the cake. It's not. But when it comes to the bracha achrayna, says the Mishadrua, in Simin Reish Ches, he cut the Memches, the chayda, you have to eat the kezayis of flour within the kedei achilas pras, the chayda, in order to make an alamechia. Says the Mishadrua, therefore what should come out is that when a person has a piece of chocolate cake, simple chocolate cake, do you eat a amount of flour of a kezayis worth of flour within a kedei achilas pras? I will tell you, Aboisai, I checked it out today. In a chocolate cake. Again, I'm not talking about a ragala, because a ragala is a thicker dough. But and a pretzel is also a thicker dough, so there it's very, very easy. You eat 10 pretzels, and you eat 2-3 ragala already. That's for sure, you can do that within a kedayah chilis pras, and that's about it, because I have 2 ragala already, is a kedayah and kedayah chilis pras. But when you have a piece of chocolate cake, I said, the legal is right, you have to eat this much chocolate cake to get the kedayah of kedayah chilis pras. You have to eat all of that within a 3 minute period. So if you do that, you're called the king. I don't know. So says the Mishabura, what should come out is that you should make on that piece of chocolate cake a bar in a fascist. Sometime a Mishnah Bruder of a man asked, the Minaga Oilam says Mishtazay. The Minaga Oilam is they make an Alamechia on that. Says the Mishabura, okay, what are they saying? Machan, you have to say because it's all on the same team as the flour, the chocolate, the this, it's all on the same team. So you make an Alamechia, the Minaga Oilam. The Greater of Misha, he says, this Minaga Oilam, I'm not familiar with. So that's in one side of the world. Say that's in the side of the world, Russland. That's in one side of the world. Don't in Mutterland, in Satmar. The Satmar Rebbe, he comes in his truth and he says, what's for a minig oilam? If she's not given as a minig, I can't a minig. I'm not familiar with such a minig, Zach the Halek, a Satmar Rebbe, Zach the Kodesh, the Drochen. I don't know such a minig, Zach Satmar Rebbe. Where is it? Not familiar. What's the halacha? And the Satmar Rebbe is much, much meaner than the Goyim of Moshe. Moshe says, I don't know, don't get involved in the Shiloh, because Mishra Brewer says, yeah, a minig oilam. Says the Satmar Rebbe, I'm going to tell you, Taichin minig oilam. Minig oilam is a minig that was done for Doyre Doyris, and the Rabbanim in the Doyre, they saw what was going on, and they accepted it or objected, etc. And that's a riot, it's such a minig. But this minig, Chesdish, I don't know, did the Chasim Seifer see such a minig? Did the Pnei Yeshua see such a minig? And the Mei was such a minig, he says, there's no validity. And Zat Eilik Satan Rebbe, you know what bracha you make on chocolate cake? Nach bracha, a bracha achroina, boy, in the fascist. Unless, of course, you ate it within a kadeya chilos pras. No. Again, a minig oilam. So then, you come back home, to schnitzel. So I was thinking the same thing today. So by schnitzel also, so I'll say, no, what's the minig oilam? The minig oilam is shakal, seder. No, it doesn't bother us. Because hey, the Goyim of Eliashiv, he said, no, it's a mezainis, and that's the Persian Tosfos of the Persian Gemara. It's the Persian Shulchan Aruch. It's a mezainis, right? But then I looked today, I saw in the Shevet HaLevi, the Lashonis. It's not the Shevet HaLevi. If he wouldn't have said in this Lashon, I wouldn't have said anything. But the Halakha of the Rebbe, the Shevet HaLevi, Vosnei writes, Poshit. There's no shayla that a schnitzel is a shahako. No shayla. You know, let me say, first time, if he has a 10-page tshuva and explains in the end that we proved and those is a shahako, it's kenzai. Toshit, no shayla, it's a shahako. Oops, I started looking deeper and deeper. And then I saw Nan Ramesha in the Tshuva, in a sefer in the Torah, I wrote one of the booklets, the pamphlets that used to come out with Ramesha. And Ramesha, when they asked this question to Ramesha, Ramesha didn't know what they wanted before. He didn't know what they wanted. What do you mean? Why shouldn't it be? He didn't know. Toshit is a shahakal. And the Goyer of Yankov Kamenetsky, he said, it's a shahakal. It's a shakal. Schnitzel's a shakal. I don't know if he said push it, but they all have shakal. You know what these greats of Gedolim, this Beis Din HaGadol, you know what they hold? I'll tell you. And this is Pshat in the Minhag HaOlam. The Pshat they hold is that the whole Yisoid of a Mizaynus, that the Mizaynus is the king. And when you make a brach on the Mizaynus, even though it's a little bit, so that's the brach on the Yikr, the Patos, the Tachol, that's when the food is, you know, you have food, you have together, you have Vichreis, you have inside your, you have a wafer, and there's chocolate, and there's cooking, and this, and you want to know what's the roiv and what's the Yikr, and this. It's a way to figure out who's the Iker and who's the Tafel. So we say Mizaynus, if Mizaynus is giving food type purposes, so then he's always the Iker. Mashayin Kane, if something is Mizno, it's Batsim in Iker. It's chicken. And this is the spice. It's the ketchup. So the spice is the Mizaynus. But there's no Shiloh that the Iker bite the Iker. There's no Shiloh that the chicken bite chicken. And it's, what is it? It's chicken with ketchup. What's this ketchup called? This ketchup is called schnitzel. It's called Mizaynus. So then such a thing is b'mahusoy. It's be'etzim a tafel. That's what they hold. They hold it's posh. No, I can't say. You have on the one hand what's mashma straight in Shulchan Aruch. Straight in Shulchan Aruch, not like this. On the other hand, you have this great basin, a gadol. I don't know. A person has a schnitzel. I would say pater. I don't know. You can't tell an oilum to pater. It's not a good psak, but I don't know. I don't know. How can a person go and, I don't know, it's a shayla. Nobody can be mechriya such a shayla. If you're a poisik is Rav Osner, you can be mechriya. If you're a poisik is Rav Yashiv, you can be mechriya. If a pasha yid, he comes to the, well, how can you be mechriya? Doesn't know what to do. Just, it's on again, right?
The schnitzel, you can separate.
Why have you separated?
You can peel the.
Wow. I was afraid of that. I'll tell you why. There's a Mogen Avram in Simi Kusa Mechet. He says words over there. I didn't understand these words. He says, if a person has an Iker of a Tafel, and he says, you know what? I'm going to be a Machmir. I'm going to take out the Tafel. I'll eat the Tafel separate, and I'll eat the Iker separate. You know, I don't want to get involved in that. So the Mogen Avram says it's a Brocha Levatola. Always bothered me. Why does he say Brocha Levatola? Why does he say it's a Brocha She'ein Tzricha? It's two separate things. He says it's a Brocha She'ein Tzricha. He says, no, it's a Brocha Levatola. You know why? Because Skatnish does a Baisai. If he has a schnitzel, and the brother, if he takes the chicken, and he goes and he makes the bracha to eat the mezainis, he takes the bit of the mezainis, he makes the mezainis. And let's say the bracha talk is mezainis. Making the bracha on the chicken, you made the bracha already on the chicken. You should have mach. You made the bracha on the chicken. So that's not much bracha at all. To separate, who says you're allowed to separate? That's never an answer when it comes to the chayla. When it comes to taking a tafel, it's a shakin answer. He has to get a different food. The chayla. Don't know. Is going to get back to that boy's side. Both? The herring with the wolf? I don't know. I don't know. Why shouldn't that be two separate brachas? Okay, so Rabbi Yisai, I didn't want to have to bring this in. But I'm going back to Yerushalayim now. I'm going to go to Yerushalayim. No. I'm going to bring in from Yerushalayim case. Rabbi Yisai, when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, this goes back, Rabbi Yisai, 50 years already. And I remember the first time I came to Yerushalmi Kiddush, and they gave me a piece of Yerushalmi Kiddush and a piece of pickle. A shingle pickle, a Yerushalmi pickle, Yerushalmi Kiddush. No, me, you know, I was there. I remember I was by Ravon Yitzhak Umen, one of the chevra of the Badats. And I took the fork, I put it into Yerushalmi Kegel. Boy, they mean name is Oyus. Everybody said Amen. Then I got the pickle and I started saying, Borukat Hashem, Lekayim El Chaylon, Boy, they pray on Roma. Skipper, I yeed, Yerushalmi yeed, standing right next to me, he said, Boruk Shayim Kayim El Chusad El Boy. And on the other side of him, there's a yeed saying, Amen. And the other yeed said, Boruk Shayim Kayim So me, I got out of there. I didn't know what was going on. Then, not then, afterwards, somebody starts explaining to me this. You have to understand this. We're on 3-4 Kiddushim in Yerushalayim already. Somebody explains to me, no, you don't understand. Why do they have that pickle there? You know why they have that pickle? That pickle, Rabbi Yisai, is also the cause of lots of raid about it. The pickle gets cooked by the boiling hot dog or gush and doesn't raid. The pickle, the Yerushalmi Kiddush, all was for the sake of the Torah Kiddush. Why? What was this? So no, the pickle, you think that the pickle is coming to eat. The pickle's coming because the Yerushalmi Kugel is, he tried to explain it to me, I'm not Yerushalmi, you guys want to help? Yerushalmi Kugel is too, it's disease. It's too peppery and it's yeast at the same time. It's not so shikl. You have to know how to do it. Somebody said. And then you need the pickle to counter that taste. I say, but the guys are shikl tight of the kitzer that the tachlis in the pickle is more. And that's also by. I mean, that's a double zach by the heading. The same type of lumbus, right? Both. Nay, so the pickle is the ick. I mean, the Yishalmi kickle is the icker, and the pickle is the tofer. I have one inside though. The herring is forget, right? The herring, I think that the oil is off that the herring is the icker. I mean, the icker is the herring, yeah? So then you don't have to make a brok on the kich.
Even though it's
a result. Even though it's a result. Oh, no, no, I'll explain. I don't know. I just think in the mitzvah is dish, I say. I'll give you an example. You have an ice cream cake. So, what's the bracha on an ice cream cake? Everyone knows what an ice cream cake is. They have that in America, in England over here. No, not a cone. Cone is different. I'm talking about an ice cream cake. We have a piece of cookie over here and a piece of cookie over here and the ice cream in the middle. So this, the Goyim of Moshe says, in Bemis, it's in Mishnah Berurah, it's in the Kufsa Meches, you make two brachas. Ice mizaynus. What about our rule? So it says when you have something that it's really you're eating two separate things. You're eating cookie. You're eating ice cream. You're putting them together. You want this. You want this. Says Rav Moshe. Both of them are chashed by dill. So that's not. It's not cooked together. It's not baking. It's not coming for the same purpose. You want to eat both foods. You want to eat them together. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. Cheesecake is different because it's cooked together. That's a zandresh. It's cooked together. You refinement. That's zandresh. But an ice cream cake. Just a moment. Sorry.
Cheesecake
says in the Shabbur already, it's cooked together. So then already the eat of time, and then the whole thing is a mezoinus. Same shit. That's one shit.
Is the cheese
host?
No, the mezoinus is just to hold the cheese.
Wait. So let me get to say that by side. A schnitzel by side. Let me explain. I'll explain by side. A schnitzel is a schnitzel. That's inside. A schnitzel is one shit. A schnitzel is a schnitzel. I'm going to be the name of today's year. A schnitzel. It's a piece of chicken. And there's a breading. There's no shayla. That's ain't shik. It's a schnitzel. So that's why we have to convey what is the bracha. When you have an ice cream with a piece of cookie here and a cookie there, that's chiddush. I would have said not like that, but that everybody I understand very much. Mr. Brewer is much more like this also. It's like having a cracker with tuna. It's not like a cracker with jam, says the Mr. Brewer. When you have a cracker with jam, that's a bad design. But when you have a cracker with tuna, you want cracker and you want tuna, and tuna's a shtickle. And that's two separate things. You make two brachas. Same thing with the ice cream and a cake. That's clear so far. And I tell the emissaries, I don't know the Matthias, but I think, I know you guys are going to worry about me. I don't need herring. I know you're going to get nervous. But I don't need herring. But herring, what I understand from what I see from the experts, is that the way they eat the herring and the iron kichel, I think the Matthias is that he wants a bissel kichel, especially if it's a sugary kichel. He wants a bissel kichel. And he also wants, he's not just doing it like the Mishnah Berurah talks in one place about when he takes a cracker, he just doesn't want to get his hands dirty. So when he has that cracker's tussle. That's like glue. That's nothing. That's not food bichla. If the is it like that? Is that what the kichel is? He just doesn't want to get his hands dirty. Ichmeg it's nish. Ichmeg he's eating the kichel. You're eating the kichel just not to get your hands dirty. I once had a kid. He said to me, an ice cream cone. The ice cream cones without the sugar, he doesn't like the taste at all. The only reason he's eating the cone is because it's convenient to be able to hold the ice cream. I told him that's in the first Mishnah Berurah in the Gufsa Mechas. That's about that you wouldn't make a bracha on that cone. Wouldn't mean get a bracha because that cone has no sugar and you're not eating it for the taste bichlal. So then it is tofel. But by the case of Yishalmi Kogel, unless you understood that long this with pickle and dust, I didn't understand it. So by me, why am I eating it? I want a kegel, I want a pickle, staples and fachas. It's two separate things by me. And when it comes to the ice cream and the cone with a sugary cone, there's no shayla, it's two separate brachas. The kichel chmeh, I think that's a mitzvah. You're eating it because you want both. So then I think you make two separate brachas. And I have one thing about Isaac, the soup and crouton, and now you go through all the cases about Isaac. A person has croutons in a soup. So there's no shayla, croutons is mezainis, so that's the bracha. That's the bracha's mezainis. However, what if he scoops out all the mezainis, he eats all the croutons, and then he's going to have the soup. There's a lot of soup. He wants to have soup separately. He wants to have some. That's how a lot of people eat the croutons. The same thing with the knedla, says the Mishnah Berurah in this case. If by you, you're doing the soup as a separate food, it's an ikker. So then you would make two brachas. You'd eat the mezainis, you'd eat it all together, mezainis, and then we have the soup. By cereal, usually it's not like that. By cereal, the milk is just there as a means of getting the food down. That's how Rav Meisher writes in Chayla Dalit Sin and Mem Gimel. You're just getting the food down. So at the end, is it a drop of milk, a couple of bits of milk left over? No, doesn't need a bracha. It got a bracha already. I got a bracha from the ikkar. But let's say at the end of the seal is a great amount of milk. There's a lot of milk, and you want it because you're thirsty. So then in a chanami, you have to make a bracha. But all the other shaylos are like that. In other words, yogurt with the bits of jelly and things and all those things on the bottom. Ikkar's the yogurt. Ikkar's the yogurt. You give it the taste of the yogurt. If a person has bananas and cream, so the bananas are the ikkar. You would make, of course, an adama. And you have to go kaina. Everybody said, no, but see, that's like a gishmak yisugya. It says in the medrash, that Klai Yisrael adoyme to a toilas, and the Benish Chayim Parshas Pinchas, Benish Chayim, a toilas, a this, a three, all the other things, yeah, a toilas, why? Zok the Benish Chayim, because Klai Yisrael and the toilas is koicham bepeh, the koich is in the moil, and that's why the Benish Shalom gave us brachas, because makam, because leif, because all the foods and everything, in order to use our mouth to give koyach to Klai Yisrael, and mishabeh the Bayre Oilu.